Trendy is presented for the people by Caesar Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. To another edition of Trendy presented by Omaha, a show where we like to compete, we'll explore the best ways to wager for casual campers, and Nate Lundy, we now have a competition. After taking that zero, after taking that nil in your debut, you came roaring back on Thursday, put up 8.9, but unfortunately for you, I'm like Knish and Grounder and Rounders. I'm grinding out these really small profits. I went from 6.2 to 6.8, which puts me at 13. So you're trailing me by 4.1, but you're no longer trailing me by infinity after you put up a heck of a night on Thursday.
Hey, I was just trying to set the table for the defending world champion Denver Nuggets last night to take care of business at home against the Boston Celtics. I was merely trying to do my best to support the Nuggets in their efforts, and I tried to lay some nice groundwork. But yes, remember, I told you, records were made to be broken, and I thought for sure I was going to break Brad Evans' record of futility, but at least I had a nice comeback, which probably means I'm doomed today.
Well, you have shattered Brad. You have no longer have to worry about that. You have passed him. You cannot finish under him. But I should have just stuck with following your hometown teams, like to make these all like Nate Lundy hard bets, because I tried to troll you with Oregon. That blew up in my face. Oregon State comes in and crushes. I went to get your Nuggets. They go ahead and take care of the Celtics. And then I went with your Spurs. And that's the only one that really saved me besides the Brown Durant, which was felt like a lock from the time that the games tipped off.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was last night. I know you were trying to dig it in. I mean, look, it was painful for me to watch the Nuggets game, and I'm trying to keep track of the Oregon State. I'm trying to keep track of the CU Oregon on my phone, and I was getting just totally distracted. But I was glad to see that the Buffs did actually get the job done. Tad Boyle's team coming through there in Eugene.
Well, of course, I left Ant Edwards on my bench when I should have made him my heart pick, and he went and lit the NBA on fire, put everybody on notice that he's the next big thing, if he's not the current big thing after that incredible performance. But I get no credit for it outside of the people that listened to the Second Guess Express and knew that I was on it, but too chicken to bet it.
Yep, those are the things that happen, man. It's always those ones that we just can't bring ourselves to pull the trigger that wind up biting us in the butt.
Yeah, well, he's going to be biting a lot of people in the butt, and he's going to be coming back up later in the show, because what a performance from him, and what a performance from the Nuggets. I'm already missing Thursday night hoops, because the Friday night's not going to have anywhere near the drama, but still found a couple of things to wager on, Nate, and I think you've got a couple as well.
Yeah, I do. I've got some things that I like. NBA, we'll go back to the ice, obviously. That is my favorite to be able to bet on in the NHL. Only four games, but I did find a couple of ways to play tonight that I think will be fun, and of course, looking forward to a stacked weekend.
Beautiful. Well, let's get to know you a little bit better, Nate Lundy. It is Friday. It's fun Friday here on Trendy. We like to try to do something that's a little bit off topic usually, unless Damashek's on and completely steers the boat right back to Pittsburgh or whatever the hell he wants to talk about. But I don't expect the same from you. I want to do an exercise that we've started doing on the show. We did it with Eddie Spaghetti. We did it with Brett. I'm doing it with all my guests now, talking about 30-minute bans. And the idea behind this is if you look at a mixtape of a high school prospect or, hell, an NBA guy, like, you could show me a mixtape of certain NBA guys. I'm like, oh my God, it's either him or MJ who's the best one ever. Like, let's have that debate. There's people that only like live within that container. And I think bands are the same way. I think some bands are 3-minute bands. It's like, okay, they got one song and that one's great, but I would never want to hear anything else. Some bands are like 3-hour bands. Like if you went to a concert, you would never want it to end. Some bands are with you your whole life. I call those 30-year bands. But I think the most interesting category is the 30-minute band. If you were to put together just the mixtape, could you convince yourself by a certain band that if you just listen to this part of their catalog, they are the greatest band in the world? They are better than the Beatles. And I've done it with Talking Heads and Sublime in the past. I did it with Creedence Clearwater Revival. But I like when my guests come on and I learn a little bit more about their musical taste and what they like to listen to during their non-sports time. So with that, Nate, who are your 30-minute bands?
Let me throw one out here for you. I'm a child of the 80s. I grew up in that era. I grew up when you were doing the mixtapes straight off the radio, right? Just hoping that the DJ wouldn't talk too much so that you could record most Of the song. I think one of the bands that jumps out to me, and it's a band that I really enjoy, but one of the ones that jumps out to me as a 30-minute band is INXS. And the reason I throw that out there is because, for me in particular, I can listen to INXS Kick on repeat for 2 weeks. I can listen to that album over and over and over and over and over again and not get tired of it. Now, some of it has to do with the age I was at when it came out. It was when I was doing a lot of listening to music, listening with my friends, things like that. But it's also because, as somebody that really likes INXS, Kick to me is the pinnacle, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Kick to me is its own greatest hits album, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of the early stuff that they were doing before they became popular and before they popped on MTV. And even towards the tail end, before Michael Hutchence died, they kind of started going off in some directions, and there was some musical stuff that I just really wasn't into of what they were doing. But if I sit there and listen to that album, and in particular some of the cuts, I could shrink it down to 30 minutes, and you'd be convinced that every single thing that band ever released was just banging and was top 10. And Casey Kasem was talking about them every single week on the countdown. And yet, if all of a sudden I start playing you like some Listen Like Thieves, or we start to dip into X and some of the stuff that came later, you might be like, all right, like, seriously, what were these guys like? What were these guys on when they did this? But
that
Kick
is a great one.
Perfect. Kick, yeah, I think, is just a perfect album.
That is absolutely perfect. I mean, like, I was a little bit afraid, like, a guy from Oregon who lives in Colorado now, you're going to come in and say, like, the greatest 30-minute band is Grateful Dead just doing Dark Star from, like, you know, San Francisco in 1976. Listen to the 30-minute cut of that, and that's the best one ever.
No. I am not a jam band guy. I've got a lot of friends that are. I've got a lot of friends that are Deadheads. I've got a lot of friends that love Fish. Widespread Panic. I mean, we can get into all of that. But I am not, okay, right? Like, I can't, even with some of my favorite bands, man, I can't take a song that lasts for like 22 minutes. I'm sorry. If I could leave my seat, go to the bathroom, go to the concession stand for another beer, and come back to my seat, and you're still playing the same song, that's not me.
So, Nate, I had an interesting conversation with my 11-year-old the other day. She asked me who is the greatest band of all time. And so I set up this criteria. I set up, it has to be a combination of actual, like, musicianship. Like, you know, you're so incredible at your craft and your ability to play the instruments. That has to count. And then also your songwriting, because, like, you can be the greatest craftsman in the world, but if you never produce original songs, then you can't be the greatest band of all time. And then live performances, because I think concerts are just so incredibly critical to being a musician, to be able to do it in that format, that it's like that combination of the three. And so, like, we get into the conversation. She's like, all right, well, you know, if you can't tell me right away who's number one, who are some of the people in the conversation? And obviously the Beatles come up, and Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and, you know, Pink Floyd, and, like, you know, the big 70s bands came up, and another one came up in my head, and after thinking about it for way too long, like, even longer than this monologue, I realized they're actually, for me personally, only a 30-minute band. So this is gonna be controversial. Some people will say they're the greatest band of all time. I think they're a 30-minute band, and their name is Queen. For Queen, if you took out the live performance, the songwriting, and the musicianship, some people would say they were just as good as the Beatles. Like, they were just absolutely on that tier, that they are peers to the same bands that I just laid out. And then I started looking at it. I was like, man, after 30 minutes, I'm good. Like, give me, yeah, you know, obviously, give me Bohemian Rhapsody. Hell, give me Bohemian Rhapsody five times, and maybe that's the best 30-minute mix of Queen. But then you get into ones, you know, Don't Stop Me Now, Another One Bites the Dust, You're My Best Friend, Under Pressure, Killer Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, Somebody to Love. Amazing. You listen to that 30 minutes, all right, put that against the White Album, let's go, let's actually have that debate. But then I realized that once you get past that, sports have ruined them for me. Like, I don't need to hear We Are the Champions ever again. I never need to have my feet stomping to We Will Rock You. And those are quintessential Queen songs. So once you get past that 30 minutes, which is a 30-minute mix, I tried it on Spotify, you're getting into songs I never need to hear. So how can I say they're the best band of all time if I don't want to listen to their most famous songs ever again?
Yeah, I agree with you. And sports arenas and stadiums are part of the reason why. Another one bites the dust. Okay, great. You know, it's fine. So I'm actually with you. I don't think that's as controversial as some might think. I do think they're very talented. I think that in a lot of cases, when you have bands that are in that kind of conversation, it's because the members of the band complement each other very well. And they play together very well, not just musically, but they just sort of jive, right? It's the same thing when you talk about, you know, bands that can do harmonies and things like that, right? They just sort of complement each other. And I think that's, I think that's what Queen is. And I think the movie Bohemian Rhapsody points that out. But I think you're right. There is sort of, the peak, the hits, the ones that we know. And then when you start to kind of tail off into some album cuts, you get into that same moment where you're just like, okay, what is this? What am I listening to right now? There's a bit of a drop off. So I understand what you're saying with Queen. I would actually agree with you. So you and I can be controversial together.
There you go. Yeah. And I thought about that as like a 3-hour band. I was like, no way. I didn't even want to get through all the way through the movie. And that wasn't even 3 hours, let alone a concert. So there you go. NXS and Queen. I don't think anybody would ever consider them like the same impact on music. But when you reduce it to 30 minutes, I think it's an argument. I think I can listen to 30 minutes of NXS, 30 minutes of Queen, and be like, hey, both great bands. These are peers.
Yep. I agree with you. It's a fun, and I like the way you framed it. This idea of, you know, there's a 30 second and then there's a three, you know, there's a 30 day, there's a 3 hour, there's a 30 year. And you're right. There are bands that fall into that category. I'll throw a quick honorable mention out there for you, by the way, of one that I think does fall into this same kind of conversation, for 30 minutes. And that's Green Day.
Ooh, I think those guys about Green Day. Let's hear it.
I think those guys are incredibly talented. There are some cuts on Dookie that would be a part of that 30 minute. There are definitely some really good cuts on American Idiot that would be a part of that 30 minutes. But if you get away from those two albums, which are their two biggest, you start to get into it just sort of like noise, and they wind up sounding like a lot of the rest of the West Coast grunge type of sound from the 90s. It just sort of blends together. There are a few that stand out, but I think just from a 30 minute standpoint. Now, the reason that I did not make them the one that I actually put on the list and I chose NXS instead is because Green Day is, for me, one of the top five bands that I have ever seen live. Yeah. Holy cow, do they put on a hell of a show. The audience is into it. They're into it. You can tell they're having a good time. Billy Joe is one of the best frontmen that I've ever seen. That guy holds a crowd in his hand for 2.5 hours. And it's the reason why I say, I think, you know, if all we were doing was just putting together a mixtape, I could give you a great 30 minutes. But when it comes to the 3 hours, part of the reason I can tolerate some of the fringe songs is because, son of a bitch, they kill it when they are on stage.
I am so with you, Nate Lundy, on this. Like, when I said I thought about Green Day, I didn't say I can't get to 30 minutes. I said I would actually sit through 3 hours of Green Day because I saw them and they rocked my socks off. And like, they're similar bands, right? Like, they're actually not great mixtape bands, because if you limit them to 30 minutes and their songs all like don't have that much variety in them, you're like, oh, these guys are just kind of one trick ponies. And now you've shown me the trick, but you don't have to, you have to see the whole breadth of it. You have to see the whole forest and not just a single tree to fully appreciate their genius. I actually think Metallica is a little bit like this. I think AC/DC is a little bit like this. Like, bands I've seen there, like, oh my God, give me as much as I possibly can. But if you just like, if I take my 11-year-old, it's like, here's, you know, 30 straight minutes of AC/DC or Green Day. They're like, the hell is this, Dad? Like, I was good after three.
Right, exactly. And I think that's part of it. I think some of it is a generational thing. So like I said, that was an honorable mention for me. I didn't want to drag out the open to today's episode too long, but I did want to throw that one out there because, man, I went back and forth on which one to include.
Oh, well, I actually want to cut the rest of the episode short and just keep talking about this, but I guess Caesars wouldn't be so happy. So let's go ahead and give them some love and then come back with our picks.
You know, when the conversation turns stampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up. Omaha full, the word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All right, Nate, we are back. And after I got super excited about the music talk, let's hope I can remain just as excited about giving out some winners today. I am still up on you. It is 13 to 8.9 as we get into the payoff edition of our picks. But with that lead, I do have honors. And I am starting off in the heart category. We had the exact opposite tonight. We had the Celtics Nuggets, which we promoted on this show. We talked about for two straight episodes. We were so fired up for that game. I think it largely delivered. I think that was a battle of heavyweights. And I think we will see it in June to settle all hash to see who's going to be the champions this year. I feel pretty good about that prediction after watching last night. But the exact opposite of that on the basketball court would be the Charlotte Hornets visiting the Washington Wizards tonight. That game is going to be televised. Can you believe it? They're actually going to show this on the air. People can watch it. And I will tell you something, Jeff. There's a lot of controversy here about the arena moving to Virginia and the current one down in Washington not being good enough for the teams. Something I like to do each day is I like to go to ESPN and I like to look at the NBA schedule. And over on the right, they have the get in price. Like you can actually, they have an integration where you can say, this is what it costs to go to the game right now. And people are still paying $25 to get into this game when a game to go see the Rockets tonight is $2. It is $2 to go see a viable NBA franchise rather than whatever sludge is going to be put out in downtown DC. So do you really need a new arena? Do you really need to move them? Well, you can still charge those prices. What's the two worst teams in the league do battle tonight?
Yeah, that seems pretty ridiculous. I've got plenty of other things that I could decide that I want to be able to do with my money. Maybe they need the new arena so they can throw a Green Day concert.
Oh, great point. I think they're actually playing Nats Park here pretty soon. But anyway, I am going with the Hornets as my heart pick on the money line tonight at +110. Nate, about, I don't know if it was, maybe Brett could correct me on a point. It was about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when the Pistons were on that losing streak, when my entire point on this show is the Pistons will not hold that title for very long. And I feel prophetic right now. I feel prophetic as they have, now the Wizards have lost 16 straight games and they're entering their Alamo. They only have a couple of chances left to not have the biggest losing streak of all time. Tonight against the Hornets is one of them when they're actually favored, which is unbelievable to me that they are favored against another NBA team tonight. The Raptors, they host in game 25 and then game 28, baby, the one that would actually tie the record, Nate. You want to believe in destiny? You want to believe that sports are a little bit like faded in the stars? You know who they play? They play the Pistons. They play the Pistons in game 28. It's going to be the event of the season. Mark it on your calendars now. And the only way we get that game is if they lose tonight. So I'm getting the Hornets +110 because I believe we are eventually going to see a 28 versus 28 in the same season to settle who is the worst team to ever strap them up.
That is absolutely awful that that's the schedule. By the way, do not disparage the barn burner tonight that is the Rockets and the Trailblazers, by the way. You can talk about Charlotte and Washington, but That Western Conference one is going to be awful.
But Nate, you know what? For $25, I can jump on a train right now and I can go up and see Philly versus New Orleans, like legitimate NBA basketball teams with real NBA players for the same get-in price of the freaking Hornets Wizards tonight. It's wild.
That's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. I like the idea of the heart picks. If you've seen me on You Bet Tonight, or you watched the Fantasy Football Hour that Brad and I did together, or you listened to the podcast, you talk about it here on Trendy as the heart. I have always had this thing going all the way back to all my time doing fantasy football and things like that called TYG. And folks that have followed me long enough understand that it stands for trust your gut. So it's the same kind of idea. It's one of those things where I don't have the data to back it up. I just don't. Okay. But you just get a feeling that something's going to happen. And I used to tell people all the time, that is a lot of what fantasy football is, right? You just get this idea, this guy's going to go off. Now it translates over to sports betting. So if I were doing the television show today, I would tell you that this is a TYG special. My heart pick is looking at the Dallas Stars and the Anaheim Ducks tonight in Southern California. And my heart pick is the over at 6.5, which you can get right now at plus odds at plus 105. Now, why is this a TYG? Because this has only happened once in the last 10 meetings between these two teams. Have they managed to score over 6.5 goals between them? It's only happened one time in the last 10. So there is absolutely no logic to this, except. The last time they played each other at the end of January, the final was 4-3 in overtime. The one time of the last 10, excuse me, was the last time that they played. And the other reason I'm throwing this one out there, remember how we talked how San Jose sucks? Because they do. Mm-hmm. The Sharks just put 6 on Dallas in the Stars' last game. So some might say, well, the Stars are going to realize that they gave up 6 goals to one of the worst teams in the league, and they're going to come in and clamp down. Or you could look at it as, maybe it's a little bit leaky there for Dallas, and they're on the road. So this is my heart pick. I also like it because it's plus odds. I'm obviously chasing you in the standings, but I'm going to play the over at the 6.5, which probably means everybody should do the exact opposite.
What would be trust Nate Lundy's gut? I mean, this is like, forget trust your gut. I'm just going to trust your gut on this one. Going to not follow you on the show because I have a very specific Friday strategy, but I am actually going to bet that one as soon as we hang up over on Caesars. So getting out of just like ranting about losing streaks and things that have no statistical evidence for actually happening in hockey, like you just did, let's play some numbers here, Nate. Let's play the head category. And in there, I've got a good one for you tonight. Darius Garland, under 29.5 points and assists, is minus 115. So Darius Garland had failed to hit this figure in 9 out of 10, 17 out of 20. And this is a guy who's obviously like outperforming expectations to start the year, but has come back to earth more than just a little bit. And at the same time, his minutes can't get much higher. Like, he's playing 38, 40 minutes a night. So this isn't a matter of court time diminishing his production. I don't know if he's hit a wall. I don't know if he's wearing down. I don't know if he's just trying to carry too much of a load, but he has been unable to hit this against some pretty bad teams, and he is not playing a bad team tonight. So tonight he has to go against the Timberwolves and one Anthony Edwards, who's going to be up in his jock for a lot of this game. So if he's failing to hit this against like the Wizards and the Bulls, I don't see a world in which he does it against our new star boy in Ant Edwards this evening. So the fact that it's only minus 115, it's the league's best defense and a guy that's often putting up like 18-4, you know, like 16-7, hasn't even been sniffing this number. I like this quite a bit.
Yeah, I like this one as well. When I saw on your list that you were rolling this way, just because it's a combination of his lack of doing it in terms of the stat sheet, but also the opponent. Those two things align to make this one a pretty solid pick. I like it.
All right. Well, you better keep chasing then. I'm going to keep putting some distance between us. What do you got to catch up?
I do need to be able to catch up. My head pick on this one, we are going to go to Oklahoma City in the NBA. Let's talk about the Thunder. They are going to be hosting the Miami Heat. The Heat are on the second night of a back-to-back. They lost last night 114-108 to Dallas. And this one has a little bit of heart to it, because if you go and look, Miami has actually won 3 straight games, straight up, not against the spread, but straight up, on the second night of a back-to-back. They're 4-4 on the second night of a back-to-back this season, but they've won three in a row. However, if you look at the last three at Philly, the Spurs, and the aforementioned Trailblazers, that's who they had as their second night of a back-to-back on this three-game streak. The Thunder are not the Sixers, the Blazers, or the Spurs. They're a lot better. And we're also talking about a team that is 24-6 at home. They have won four straight against the spread at home. They have won five out of their last six against the spread at home. And that only loss was an 8-point win when they were an 8.5-point favorite. So it was the hook that got them. So you put all of that together, and I will take Oklahoma City minus the 8.5 tonight against Miami. Second night of a back-to-back, one of the best home teams in the league, both straight up and against the spread. Give me the Thunder and lay the 8.5.
I also really like this one. I was not happy to see that you took this one whatsoever. Because one, I'm on the Thunder like over and over and over again. And two, I think the Heat just don't show up in the regular season, particularly in big spots. Like, they can get to 44 wins beating the Hawks and beating the Wizards. Like, they don't need to beat the Thunder to get the 5 or 6 seed, which is all they really care about. So I can see them absolutely laying an egg. Although Jimmy did come through for you last night with his 5 assists. We'll see if he can come against you tonight as you take the Thunder.
Yeah, and look, Oklahoma City won by 8 back in January in Miami. So now you turn around and give them an 8.5-point spread at home for OKC. Miami doesn't have Hero. They don't have Love. I just think there's a lot of things working against them, and I think it's a double-digit win tonight for the Thunder.
And look, the Heater's working out great for you because you were worried about the Celtics game and you got that cover last night and that epic clash, but you felt even better about the weekend one. So I know the line hasn't been posted yet, but you got to feel great about having a portfolio profit on Heater because all they need to do is cover on Saturday for you.
Yeah, exactly. I took, for those that didn't hear, or just to recap, my Heater for the week, I was taking Denver against the spread. No matter what it was, all three home games, they failed me on Tuesday night, but they did manage to pick it up last night. And as you said, the line isn't posted for the Jazz tomorrow, but that's another home game for them. And I do believe that they'll wind up covering. So, yeah, let's see if that Heater can keep rolling.
Yes, the beauty of the Heater, just set it and forget it, man. Like, all you needed is one of the first two to come in. You felt the best about the Jazz, and now that's exactly what, and you're looking at a profit. For my Heater, I am 0-2 this week, which means I am going to avoid hockey. I'm going to leave it to the puckheads like you, Nate. I am going to bow out and stop pretending that I can do it on this particular week. So I am going to the sport I know far better, as we discussed on Monday, and I am going to the beautiful game. If you want to hear a full breakdown, please listen to Brett and I do Covered in Glory, as we spent about 25 minutes on the massive game between Manchester City and Liverpool, and I am all over Manchester City. Like I said, it might be controversial earlier with Queen. My format this week was just two teams that are clearly better. I know Liverpool is top of the Premier League. I know they're the Goliath, but I know that City is the better squad. And I know that I'm very confident that they're going to walk away with a win here, particularly because of Liverpool's injuries. And also just particularly because on current form, Manchester City is clearly the best team in the world. I'm pairing them with Arsenal, who has a legitimate argument to being the second best team in the world and hasn't had anywhere near the difficulty of opponent as they take on a Brentford team that is sliding much closer to relegation than they are comfortable with. So you put those two together, because City is taking on one of, you know, the other best clubs there are in Liverpool, you can put these together and get a real tasty plus 175 as I look to bury you for good.
Bury me for good? You're getting... Oh, we're getting mean now. Now we're starting. This was a friendly run of podcasts here, but I'm starting to feel like maybe your 13 points are making you a little cocky over here.
They're making me a little cocky, and I'm also a child of the 80s. I watched a little too much Undertaker, and I might be stealing his promo style. So there you go.
I get it. Hey, I'm just hoping that the Nuggets can continue to do right, because every now and then this team lays an egg against an opponent that they shouldn't. For example, the Houston Rockets earlier this year. So I'm hoping they don't do that. I'm hoping that it's not a letdown after such a big win last night. So we'll see if my Heater stays hot.
Well, we'll see if I don't get let down in the cred category, because I've got a Friday special for you, Nate. I've got a lead and I'm trying to protect it. So I took the plus 175 on the heater, but I am laying some real juice here on cred. I am playing a conservative, which I don't normally do, but I got to protect this lead. But I am taking a man that is on fire right now and is not getting his just due. I mentioned taking the train up to see real NBA players, and one of them in New Orleans is Trey Murphy. Trey Murphy is amazing at the moment. I don't know if you saw him hit 10 threes on Tuesday night, but he's fully protected his playing time. His 3-and-D style is perfect for the modern NBA, and he's become an extraordinarily valuable player for the Pelicans. So instead of that like 18, 19, 20 minutes that he was getting earlier, he's now locked into like the low 30s pretty much every night. And if you put Trey Murphy in the low 30s, he is going to get a steal. He is going to get over 0.5 steals because he is a 3-and-D guy. He has done this in 10 consecutive games, and he's done it ever since his minutes increased up into that like high 20s, early 30s. I don't see any reason he can't do it against the Sixers team tonight that can be a little loose with the basketball. So I know I'm swallowing a lot of juice here. I know I've got a full cup and I'm taking it all down, but minus 165 protects my two units. It helps, allows me to continue this lead against you.
I see what you're doing. I get it. It's you know what it is? It's when it's like if you're playing Texas Hold'em in a tournament, and you're getting down to where there's only like maybe 15, 14 people, and you're just trying to make that final table.
The bubble, baby.
You start to get a little bit tighter. You're trying to make sure, you know, if you're kind of mid-stacked, you're like, hey, all I gotta do is outlast this guy. Which is exactly the strategy that you're doing right now. My cred pick for tonight is one that has been very profitable, and it's a little bit of heart in it, obviously, but I am going to take Nathan MacKinnon to have over 1.5 points tonight at home for the Colorado Avalanche as they take on the Minnesota Wild. This is obviously teams that are battling. They're trying to be able to get the points, and Nathan MacKinnon continues that streak that I highlighted. He's had 31 games in a row at home where he has had at least 1 point. As I said earlier this week, the record, the only person who's ever done it for an entire season is Wayne Gretzky, and that was 40. So if MacKinnon does it, it'll be 41 since it's an 82-game season now instead of 80. With the way that he has been right now, and folks that bet hockey understand that most of the time, if you are betting someone to have two or more points, you're getting that at plus money. MacKinnon is so red hot right now that it's minus 110, and I will still play it as my cred pick. If you look over the course of the last 7 home games, he has multiple points in 6 of them, including 4 points on Monday against Chicago and 4 points on Wednesday against Detroit. So he can do half of the production that he has done so far on this homestand, and we will still cash this bet. Love him to get 2 points, and fully expect that one of those is likely going to happen in the first 10 or 15 minutes of the first period. He's going to get that point notched just as he did on Wednesday night. There was no drama as to whether his streak was going to continue. He got it done on the first goal that the Avs have, and I think he'll do it again tonight against this Minnesota Wild squad.
I love sports stats where it's like, hey, the only people to ever do this are like Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, and now, you know, whoever the third guy is that you're going to throw in that. So if you're in hockey and you're like, the only guy who's ever done this before is Gretzky, I don't need to hear anything else. I'll tail it.
Yep.
I will tail anything where you're like, the only guy to ever do this before you was the greatest guy to ever do it. And so like, I am in on this one, not just because if you don't hit your cred pick, you're going to have a hard time catching up. Which one of mine are you going to tail or fail?
On yours, I think I'm going to go with Garland. I'm going to tail on Garland just because, like I said, I think the numbers are there from his own personal trends. And then you add to it the opponent that he's going up against tonight. And I think that's just one of those, don't cross the streams in Ghostbusters type of moments. I think it's just everything is aligned for him to wind up on the under. So I am going to tail you on that one. I would love to find something to fail you on so that I can try to catch, but you got a good Friday strategy going, and I don't think I've got something that I am confident enough to lean the other way on. So I'm just going to do one tail. I know that's going to leave me in the dust, and I'm going to speak the way I would speak with my own money.
Yeah.
And I think there's only one for me to tail. I like what you're doing, and I don't want to fail you on anything.
I was daring you. I was looking you in the eye through the screen. I was like, Do it. Take the Wizards. Take the Wizards. I dare you to take the Wizards.
I can't bring myself to do it, man. I can't bring myself to do it. Like I said, after last night's excitement on the court, you're going to give me the Hornets and the Wiz and the Rockets and the Blazers. Like, barf.
Yeah, no, it is a good night for a date night. And do not take that date in downtown DC at the Hornets-Wizards game. Spend your money elsewhere. But let's go ahead and get a little more money, Nate, by giving our sponsors some love. We'll do the Second Guess Express and send everybody on their way. All right, Nate, we are back and we're going to wrap up a really fun week. I've really enjoyed having you. I hope I can still have you back after threatening to put you 6 feet under and put a casket on and have a funeral and a ceremony and really embarrass you as much as I can. I hope you will still return between that and my Oregon digs on Wednesday. But before we say our goodbyes, we owe the Second Guess Express, the one sitting on our betting bench that guarantees it makes it a lock. I am 2-0 on the week. I think you've done very well in this one as well. So let's see what you've got here on Friday.
I'm going to go with an anytime goal that's going to get me some plus odds, and that is going down to the desert where the Red Wings are to be able to take on the Arizona Coyotes, and I'm going to look at a Detroit Red Wing in Alex DeBrincat to have a goal this evening for Detroit. You can get that one at plus 140. If you take the last six games that he has played against the Coyotes, he's got a goal in four out of those six. So obviously going up against a lesser opponent is playing in his favor. It's also playing in his favor. He's number two on Detroit in scoring, and he's number two to a guy that's out right now, and that's Dylan Larkin. So they need DeBrincat to be able to step up. You're looking at a Detroit squad that obviously is a little bit frustrated right now because they have lost three games in a row, but those losses were to the Avs, the Panthers, and the Islanders. Prior to that, they were on a six-game winning streak, and when they were playing the lesser opponents like the Washington Capitals or like the Chicago Blackhawks, even the St. Louis Blues, they came out and performed well. So I believe Detroit gets off the schneid of their three-game losing streak. And if they're going to do that, I think it's Alex DeBrincat. Again, success against Arizona and the fact that Larkin is out, he's got to step up, because if Detroit does want to end this three-game losing skid that they are on, Arizona, Anaheim, San Jose, those are the three teams that a lot of times can cure those ills for you. And I think Detroit does it. And I like it at plus 140. He'd be a great bet just to have a point. I wimped out on the goal, but that was my second guess. I thought about throwing that out there because it was plus odds and because I'm chasing you in the standings.
All right. I do like it. And I hope that you'll come back during the Stanley Cup playoffs, because you really do know your puck and you know it
well,
a lot better than me.
Look, you can threaten to throw me 6 feet under. Trust me, Brad and I have threatened each other with a lot worse over the years. So I had some faux outrage, shall we say.
He threatened he'd call you and talk to you for 5 minutes. I mean, I can't imagine anything worse than that. So for my Second Guess Express, I am going with the Milwaukee Bucks against the Lakers tonight, -2.5. LeBron and AD are banged up. LeBron exited with an ankle injury the other night. And if there's one human being on earth that you do not want to see coming to your city when you are limping around in the regular season, that would be Giannis, who not only is a physical freak, plays every game at the same intensity, no matter if it's game one, game 40, or game seven of the NBA finals. And so, like, I'm not saying they're going to duck him, because, you know, the GOAT doesn't need to duck anybody. But if you're looking at a 5.5 game lead on the Jazz to fall out of the play-in tournament, and you're looking at probably four to catch the Suns, they're fairly locked in. And once they're locked in, protecting his body over the next 30 days has a lot more priority over anything else. And to only be laying 2.5 for a team that's won six of the last seven when they should probably try to prioritize that. Give me the Bucks all night tonight, baby.
Yeah, you don't play two decades like he has and not listen to your body and recognize where you are in the season and where you're going to need the gas in the tank. I agree with you. Good call. I'm surprised this didn't make your list, because all of that reasoning right there would lead me into Milwaukee -2.5.
Yeah. Well, I need to go 3-0 in the Second Guess Express, so I got something to hang my hat on, I guess. All right, Nate, you'll come back during the hockey playoffs, no matter how much I threaten you, or maybe I'm threatening you with a good time right there. But until then, where should people listen to you?
Make sure you're following me on the X at Nate Lundy, just first name, last name right there. Nice and easy. They'll find the links to everything from the podcasts to the spreadsheet that I have with all my picks on there. And of course, if you are somebody that really enjoys listening to some betting podcasts, guys that have got the logic and the reasoning behind it, but also a good sense of humor, make sure you're listening to my good friend Brad Evans and I on the Fade Five. We actually did an episode this morning that gets you ready for these mid-major conference tournaments that are going on. I had some hockey plays for you in addition to the ones that we were talking about right here, and looking ahead to the weekend. So make sure you're listening to the Fade Five. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'd appreciate you stopping by.
All right. Yeah, we'll have Brad back on soon to, I would say, defend himself. But every time he comes on, he just besmirches his own self further. So we'll have him on to make you look bad by association here in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, hope you checked out everything on the Extra Points Podcast Network this week. Extra Points itself was on Wednesday. Another great episode. Lemon Pepper Parlay, -3. The Hench episode was particularly dynamite as he talks about his recently passed father and the impact that he had on his life. It's, I would call it a tearjerker because those guys don't do tearjerker, but it still was a really special edition. I hope that you will go check it out. And of course, Brent and I did do a little bit more of the beautiful game on Covered in Glory that came out last night. So Nate, thank you so much for coming in this week. You were a worthy opponent. We will see if you were, how worthy you were with these results. We'll come back on Monday, check in with everybody. Until then, enjoy the games, everyone.